Starting Simintov Samaches Shalalasos Malacha Be'erv Pesach Acher Chatzos Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Ha'osa Malacha Be'erv Pesach Mechotzul Mala. Someone who does Malacha on Erev Pesach from midday and onwards, Misham Tinoso. We put him into Nidui, into Cherem. Afilu Lasos Bechinom Aser. And you're not even allowed to do work for free on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The Mechaber says, the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that you are not allowed to do Malacha after Chatzos on Erev Pesach is because that is the time for Shechitas Korban Pesach, which everyone is chayiv in, and a day when a Korban is brought is a Yom Tov. So therefore, they asked Midrabanan doing any Malacha because it has the status of a Yom Tov. And even nowadays, when we no longer have the Korban, the Isser still remains. The Magen Avraham explains, because the Isser Malacha on the day which a korban is brought is something which is established by the chachamim, who are nimnu v'gamru in all places, and you're not allowed to undo that unless you have a greater beis din in chachma and minyan later on. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that not only do we put him into cherem, but you also don't see a siman bracha from that money, which we learned from that malacha, which we learned earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, means that even if you do make money off of this job or off of this work, you're going to lose money elsewhere, keneged the money that you made over here. The Mechaber continues, V'yesh misha osar filu al yidei einu yehudi, v'yesh misha matir, nirma ezecheinu aminag. So there are some who prohibit even malacha being done by a non-Jew for you on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. There are some who are matir, and the minog is to be matir. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because he holds that we weren't machmer by Amir la'akam, like on Chol HaMoed and Yontif, to this day. Having a non-Jew cut your hair after Chatzos, the Achron Magri is going to be mutter, even though you're leaning in and involved in the action. But a Jew cutting your hair, even for free, is going to be a problem, because it's considered to be a malacha gemura. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that cutting your nails, if you forgot to cut your nails before Chatzos, you could be makel to cut your nails after Chatzos, even have someone else cut them, even bechinam. What about cutting your own hair? So the Ramah writes in Yoredei that that's mutter, and the Shach says that the Isser is only when someone else is doing it. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, though, that even yourself is going to be a problem, and Rav Azner says you should be machmir, not to even cut your own hair. So therefore, you should be makbid to shave on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, if possible. If you forget to shave Erev Pesach before Chatzos, so it would seem like you could rely on those opinions that are makil by cutting your own hair. Siv Beis, Bamet Var Mamurim, when is this true? Kish Oso Malacha Lehistaker, when you're doing work in order to make money. O Bechina Vu Malacha Gamura Litpor Begada Mamish, or if it's something you're doing for free, but it's a complete malacha, a serious malacha that you're doing, like sewing clothing. Of Mesakin Hu Kilav Liyom Tov, but fixing your own stuff. Vechim Shikosei Svarim La'asmo Derech Limud, or someone who's writing Svarim, mutter, that's not considered to be a malacha gemura. So again, the only times that it is prohibited to do malacha after Chatzos on Erev Pesach is either a malacha gemura, even for free, or a malacha she'ina gemura, but it is in order to make money. The Mishnah Berurah says that a malacha gemura is prohibited even if it is letzorech yom tov. Washing your clothes is a malacha gemura, and it cannot be done after yom tov, so you can't after chatzos. So on Erev Pesach after chatzos, you're not able to do laundry. The Choronim write that anything that is mutter to be done on Chol HaMoed, such as a davar aved or tzorech HaMoed, that's a maisa hedyot or anything like that, is going to be mutter on Erev Pesach after chatzos as well. All those heterim do exist. Sif Gimel, Kodem Chatzos, before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, Makom Shanagu Lasos Malacha Osin, if the place where you are, the minog is to do malacha, then you are allowed to do it. Makom Shanagu Shalo Lasos Ein Osin. But if the place where you are, the minog is not to do malacha, so then you can't do malacha. Rama says, Ulididan Makom Shanagu Shalo Lasos. Our area is considered to be a place where you can't do malacha, however. The Mishnah Berurah says, quotes the Levush and other Achronim say that that's not true, and there are places that do malacha before Chatzos, and it just depends on where you are. The Ramah continues, V'davka malachos gemuros, aval shar malachos avilu minag leika. This minag of not doing malacha before Chatzos on Erev Pesach is only true by malacha gemura, but a non-malacha gemura will be permissible in all areas. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that you're not allowed to do hataras nedarim. If you are from a place where they do, where they have the minhag not to do malacha before chatzos, so then you can't do hataras nadarim on such a minhag. And the reason is because you're only allowed to do hataras nadarim on things which you accept upon yourself as a neder, but something which was accepted upon you based on what your parents did or what your community did, so that you're not able to undo. So you cannot undo such a minhag if that's where you're from. Siv Dalad, we're not going to read it inside yet. We're going to read the Mishnah Berurah's summary of these halachas. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the rule is that when a person is going from his city to another city, and in his city they are making on a certain issue, and the city that he's going to they are machmir on it, if he's not planning on staying in that second city for a long time, then he doesn't get the chumras of the new place. He could be making like the place where he's from, Bitsina, in his own area, in his own house, but Bifarhesia, out in public, if people are watching him, so then he can't be Meikil, because you're not supposed to cause Machlokas, and if everybody else is going to be Machmir, you should not be Meikil. This is only true about those things that you're able to do Bitsina, and people won't know about it. But those things that are impossible to do Bitsina, such as Malacha, which everyone's going to find out about, so that you shouldn't even do Bitsina in your own area. Rather, you should go outside of the Tchum in order to do it, then you can be Meikil. However, that's all if you're not planning on staying there. But if you're planning on staying in this new place, then the minhagim of the new makom apply to you immediately when you enter into the city. And even if you want to go outside the tchum of the ear to rely on your original minhag, you are not allowed to, because you've become part of this new community since you're planning on staying there, and all their minhagim apply to you, l'chumrah. So too, if you are coming from a place where the minhag is to be machmir, and you're going to a place where it's meikil, so if you're planning on staying in that place, so then you lose the chumra of where you are from, and you can now be meikil like the new area. But if you're not planning on staying, so then you still have the chumras of your original place, and you're not allowed to be meikil like this new place. However, you should not show everyone else that you're being machmir, once again, so as not to cause machlokes, and next time we will actually learn this inside.